Today on episode number 448 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find right over there by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/448. We've got a Because of My Podcast story, which I always love those. We've got a, you know, I've always said, reach out to your competition, embrace your community. We've got some great insights on how that's really working for somebody. We've got an interview with the CEO of Joyride, which is a new tool for you to monetize your podcast. And I ask him, hey, what's the difference between you and Patreon? That's coming up. And it doesn't happen very often, but Dave Jackson is speechless. And we're going to do the because of my podcast story right now. We've got another one coming up. But yesterday, as you listen to this, February 8th was my birthday. And it just so happened that I'm now 50 years old. Very weird age, because I remember 30. 30 seemed like it was last week, which means 70's right around the corner. Pretty much I'm halfway to dead. And all I did was every Saturday I do Ask the Podcast Coach. And I said, come celebrate Dave's last day of being in his 40s. And you may have heard this name before. Steve Stewart took it upon himself, nice guy that he is, to say, hey, everybody, send Dave a birthday wish. He sent it out to a few people. And I got tons of people sending me birthday stuff. And it was really, it really touched me. It really did. And so I'm going to play a couple of these. We'll play some more at the end of the show. But this one is from the one, the only Philip Keller. And there's a reason this guy was number one in Cleveland radio for many, many years. Check this out.
Hey, Dave Jackson, yours truly, Philip Keller, hey, a.k.a. Phil. Trapper Jack, blindfaithlive.com, wishing you a big 5-0. I assume you're recording this on your birthday, and so on your birthday, it's not enough that I wish you a happy birthday. I wanted you, are you ready, sir, to tell them who you are? This is so cool, Dave, that someone of this all caliber right. would be here to wish you, go ahead, wish him happy birthday. Go
Seriously?
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead, do it, tell them who you are, go ahead.
I'm the President of the United States.
President of the United States for you, Dave.
Thank
You're
you.
On the Dave Jackson School of Podcasting show, Mr. President.
Who gave you permission to do that?
Oh, no one gave me permission. It's his. It's his show. It's School of Podcasting as well.
Seriously?
What?
Who gave him clearance?
It's not a matter of clearance. If we could just wish him happy birthday. How about Michelle? Maybe Michelle would like to wish him a happy birthday.
Why don't you ask her?
Okay, bring her on in, or I'll ask her.
No, I'm not going to let her near you.
Here's another thing. Here's my idea. I thought we'd like you could proclaim this Dave Jackson. Day, you know,
I think that's why you're not president.
Well,
and that's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't like my idea? What, here's a picture. Here's a picture of Dave. Maybe you could sign his picture.
That's disgusting.
What? It's his picture.
That's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
It's his face. It's just he's turned 50, but he's still got kind of a baby face. You suggest anything for that face?
Go to .govs. Have you heard of healthcare.gov?
I don't think it's that bad. It's just a face. I mean, that's just maybe this needs bad photographers. I think is all it was here. Tell you what, if you don't mind, Mr. President, if you don't mind, just chill for a little bit and sit back and enjoy. Maybe you want to be a podcaster someday. So sit back. Can we listen to this exciting episode right here? Come on.
I suppose so.
All right, now we're talking, because this is episode 400 bazillion jillion of the School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Some of the episodes have probably been a little bit better than this.
Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Philip. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you from the bottom of my heart, my touched, warm heart this morning, that you've taken the time out of your busy schedule to come listen to little old me. We talk about all things podcasting here. We help you massage your message. We help you tackle the technology. We help you flatten the learning curve and get you on the road to pain-free podcasting. The website, schoolofpodcasting.com, got everything you need to launch your podcast, help you avoid all those common podcasting pitfalls. And yeah, today, because of my podcast story is it's weird. You know, I talk about people having the imposter syndrome, right? You have that where you're like, well, why would anybody listen to little old me? And I always say, because you have your experience and you have your background and you've got your insights and the way you were raised and everything else that makes you, you, and that's why people want to listen to you. And then about 17 people send me birthday wishes, and I'm like, why are they, what did I do? Right? What did I do to deserve this? I mean, it really, the first one came in was from Mike and Isabella Russell over at Music Radio Creative. And it just had their little baby Zara on it. You'll hear these later. And it just about made me cry. I was like, wow. And I know there's part of you that goes, well, Dave, they're podcasters. They're probably a good 3 feet from their microphone. And I'm like, yeah, but they're also people with kids and families, and we're busy, and they took a second to record it and then upload it and the whole, wow. So you don't make me speechless too often, but you did. And thank you to everyone who chimed in. I'll be playing these. I'll have links to everyone's. I have links to every single website of somebody who sent that in. That's my way of saying thank you. And if you're like, oh, I would have sent something in, here's what you can do. And this would be really, really cool. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. Now, that'll probably take you to a website. Click on view in iTunes and then rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You know, a podcast review is a phenomenal birthday gift, or so I've been told. So thank you to everybody. I am just humbled, and I feel like Jimmy Stewart at the end. You got to look at all the friends I have there, Zusu. Who names their baby Zusu? I don't know, but, you know, I'm very rich in that I have some really cool friends. And I'm going to take that now, and we're going to steer the friend thing in to the New Media Expo. If you don't have your tickets yet, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX and use the coupon code SOP2015, and that'll save you some big bucks off your ticket. This is in Las Vegas in April, and you want to be there. This is right next door to the National Association of Broadcasting. Lots and lots and lots of networking going on. And this is what I was going to say. Somebody asked me, what are you most excited about at New Media Expo? And I'm like, well, you know, Bob Heil's going to be there, the guy that makes the Heil PR40. We've got Eric K. Johnson. We've got Daniel J. Lewis. We've got, I should name names because they're going to miss a bunch, Pat Flynn. We've got Adam Carolla. We've got Norm Pattis from Podcast One. We've got Jordan Harbinger from The Art of Charm. We've got Mignon Fogarty, and I'm going to miss a bunch. Those are all really, really exciting with lots and lots of takeaways. Because I actually had to go to Bob Heil's people and say, what's he going to talk about? I know he's Bob Heil, but, and he's going to share some insights on his background in radio broadcasting. And now that he's a podcaster, sharing that. And again, Bob has a huge amount of history. Looking forward to his. But the one thing that I've taken away more from any of the conventions I've gone to actually happens after the show. You know, I have a co-host for the podcast review show that was solidified at a podcast convention. Some of my closest friends, Marcus Couch, who is one of the co-hosts of WordPress Plugins A to Z. He's like Mr. WordPress, Mr. SEO. You know, Marcus and I connected at a New Media Expo. We were both working for Podshow at the time. You know, and when I went through my divorce many moons ago at this point, Marcus was one of the first person that called me once I kind of went public. So how do you put a price tag on that? Because you're going to find like-minded people who have the same passion that you do. Ben Adam Smith from the UK, I think just about like was amazed at just the energy at the New Media Expo. I think he actually needed oxygen by the time he left because it was like, it's like walking into Kmart and the entire, maybe not Kmart, is there a better store? Walking into some sort of big department store and just having everything fit you. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they have this. And oh my gosh, there's that person. Oh my, I mean, I remember I was walking down the hall and in like one walking of a hallway, I got to meet Ray Edwards and Dan Miller. And I was like, okay, and then I turned around and there's Michael Hyatt. So you're going to meet all sorts of those people. You know, you might turn around and there's, you know, Ray Ortega. And then you turn around and there's Pat Flynn. And then you'll turn around and there's Jared Easley. And then there's, you know, Gary Leland. Oh my gosh, Mr. Pickleman. Yeah. And so the sessions are awesome. But the thing that lasts are the friendships and the connections. And can you connect via Skype? Can you connect via email and voicemail? Sure. But there's nothing beats face-to-face. When I teach classes online, and then the next day I teach a class where I'm face-to-face with my students, it's no comparison. It's absolutely no comparison. And so if you're thinking of going to New Media Expo, I say, look, cut back on the soda. Don't go to as many movies. Find a way to get the money and get there. You will not be disappointed because there's so much. And I can't even imagine what it's going to be like this year with the National Association of Broadcasting being there, because it's just going to be off the hook. So if you're interested, again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX. Use the coupon code SOP2015. Back in the day, many moons ago, when other people started doing podcasts about podcasting, I was faced with a choice of, well, do I go the Howard Stern approach and try to squash my competition and dance on their graves and all that other stuff? Or, I don't know, I could just make friends with them. And I've always said, if you think about it, when you watch the news, right, here in the States, there's NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, along with CNN and USNBC, BK, EIEIO network. And there's a reason for that, because some of you may like this person and some of you may not. And that's okay. And so why not make friends with these people? And this week, my buddy Ray Ortega over at podcasterstudio.com and Daniel J. Lewis from the audacity to podcast.com, we get together and do the Podcasters Roundtable. And I'd unfortunately been called at the last minute out of town to go do some training in Michigan. And I was driving like an absolute madman trying to get back in time. And again, this goes back to the friendships that you can generate through your podcast. People, how's that go? Birds of a feather flock together. And so I didn't make it in time for the actual live broadcast, but I did get just in time to do the after show. And it was fun to basically hang out with my buddies. You know, you hear about girls night out, guys night out. Guys night out for me is in a Google Hangout with Ray and Daniel. It's hanging out with Jim Cullison on Saturday mornings and Eric K. Johnson. We do the podcast review show. And I you know, these are typically people in, can you put the little air quotes up, please? You're right. What are they? They're the cooperation, right? They're competition, but they're kind of, we kind of cooperate. And I've had people that Daniel has sent my way. If you need a website design, go see Daniel. Ray can definitely help you with video. And we kind of just pass people around because we come from an attitude of abundance. And what I mean by that is so many people freak out. It's like, oh, if I don't get enough people, I need all the people should come to me for podcasts. No, you know what? There's 3 billion people in the world. I'm pretty sure I can find people to hire me. And by not stressing out about that, I have a lot of people who are really, really cool that are, quote, my competition. And so Mark took that idea, and he's going to report on it. Take it away, Mr. Mark.
Hey, Dave, this is Mark from the OBEEP Geocaching Podcast. You can find us over at obeep.com. You mentioned several times on your show about competitors in your niche market or podcasts that cover a similar topic or subject, and how you should embrace them and how your show and their shows may complement each other. Well, I've got a story that is recent, actually, about one of the podcasts in our niche, one of the older podcasts that's been established for over 500 episodes now. It's one of the podcasts in our niche that can monetize or does monetize, that has a good following, a worldwide following. I mean, for an example of that, some of their listeners in Norway recently paid for them to fly over from America and spend a week with them. Tells you what kind of podcast it is and what value their listeners place on them. Anyway, to the story. Recently, they invited vloggers and podcasters in the niche of geocaching to submit sound bites to help them celebrate their 500th episode. They didn't invite everybody from the niche. Not all the podcasters got an invite, but we were fortunate that we did. So we recorded our bit. My son was as usually cheeky as he is.
He's cheeky, he is. Right.
You know, we had a little bit of a laugh and banter. And then we thought nothing more of it. It played on the podcast for episode 500. Nothing more of it. But then I started to notice that our listeners, or subscribers, should I say, were going up. And each week, it was getting more and more. And this has remained consistent for the last 5 to 6 weeks, where the listeners have gone up and up, and we haven't dropped any. Or when I say listeners, subscribers. In the past, when we've done promotion, it's a brief spike and then it goes down. It's probably a couple of weeks, but this is consistent and seems to be continuing. I say all that to say this, embrace the competition. It can be good for your show, as we've seen it with ours. It's not all about the numbers, as we say in geocaching, and we should say it in podcasting as well. It should be about the listeners and the value we give the listeners, but sometimes we have to boost the numbers, don't we? Thanks for letting me share that with you, Dave. Really enjoy your show. Take care.
Mark, thank you so much. And again, find him over at ohbeep.com. It's all about geocaching. And if you're like, what the heck is geocaching? Well, go over to ohbeep.com. Tell Mark I said hello and check it out. It's all about finding. It's a great thing you can do with your family. You basically take a GPS, and I guess there are websites that people go to and they hide stuff, and you put in the numbers and then go find the stuff. So that is the joy of geocaching. And here again, just if you take your interests, if you think about it, instead of looking at people and focusing on what you disagree on, maybe you don't like this about a person, maybe you don't like that about a person. We have so much in common that if we can just tolerate each other a little bit sometimes, you end up with some really good friendships. And again, you know, you could say, well, they're my competition. They could steal my audience. Yeah, you know what? Or you could end up with a lot of really good friends. So thank you so much for sharing that, Mark. And, you know, if you have a strategy that you're doing and you see it's working, or if you tried something and it didn't work, in the end, I have to, by trade, I have to say, if you did something and it didn't work, it's not a mistake. It's a learning opportunity. That's part of like, it's part of the creed of being a teacher. You have to say that. If you tried something and it didn't work or it did work, we would love to hear it and spotlight it here on the show. Mark, thanks so much for sending that in. Let's do a little bit of podcast news. I mentioned how you can make some great relationships at podcast events. And I should mention that if you're over across the pond, there is New Media Europe. That is going to be in September of 2015. Podcast Movement in Fort Worth, I believe is where this is in July of 2015. And they just announced that Sarah Koenig from, what is the name of that lovely show? Serial, yes. I was making sure I had her last name right. She'll be one of the speakers at Podcast Movement, along with Lou Mangiello, I see, is on their website. Aisha Tyler, Pat Flynn. Of course, Pat Flynn and Lou Mangiello will both be at New Media Expo as well. I should do the full disclosure. I am the director of podcasting for the New Media Expo. And in some other news, you're probably going to go, who? Denise Oliver has been named programming consultant and strategist, or what would that be, strategist, at Blog Talk Radio. So this is another move that Blog Talk Radio is making. Still not something I would recommend, but probably by the end of the summer, it'll be interesting to see. They're getting ready to launch their big updated version of this. But if you're like, well, who is Denise Oliver and why would I care? Probably best known. I mean, she started her career as a DJ. She launched 98 Rock in Baltimore. And she helped make radio history when she introduced one Howard Stern and Robin Quivers, bringing them to DC 101. She then joined ABC Radio Networks and later United Stations and Westwood One as SVP. I'm not sure what that stands for. She worked with content partners including MTV, CNN, CNBC, Fox News, CBS, Market Watch, The Tonight Show, and Martha Stewart Living. In 2000, she was named to Radio Inc.'s list of 20 most influential women in radio. She's since been a co-founder of three startups and consulted high-profile media companies, including SiriusXM, the Associated Press, Forbes, Inc., WWE, and, Discovery Communications, and the E! Network. So, another new player over there at Blog Talk Radio. So, they really are kind of positioning themselves for this new rollout where they're going to have, because they'll be the first. I told the story before where Andy Toe has admitted that their audio quality on their old system was horrible. And now they're going to come out with a new version probably late summer from what I understand, but I've been kicking the tires on it for a little while, but that's some news from the world of podcasting. Next up, we have the interview with Jeff from Joyride, and I've talked about some different ways of monetizing your podcast. Of course, I have the book, More Podcast Money, which you can find out at Amazon, or just go to morepodcastmoney.com. And I've interviewed the guys from Patreon, and these are these ongoing kind of pledge sites, and I have one with Patreon for the School of Podcasting, where like this month I put out a video that shows how to give badges to your guests so they can promote their appearance. It's a strategy that somebody did for me, and so I shared it with the Patreon group along with the School of Podcasting people. But so you could be somebody that goes over to Patreon, that's patreon.com/podcastcoach, and sign up for $1. And basically I put out like one video a month. And so when I heard about Joyride, this is another kind of crowdfunding tool that's ongoing. And I went over to their website and I saw where some people are making $500 a month, $250 a month, $350 a month, much like people are on some of these other websites. I decided to try to track down the CEO to tell us a little more about it. All right. Well, he's been nice enough to let me catch him here on the phone. We have Jeff Chen, who is the CEO of Joyride. This is a new tool that podcasters can use to monetize their podcast. So, Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks, Dave, for having me.
There are other platforms, obviously, that are coming on the scene. What inspired you to launch Joyride?
Yeah, we actually worked in the listening space for a couple of years now, and we were always trying to get content streamed to users. And one of the things we noticed is podcasters wanted to make better content, but they were having trouble making money to support their show. So we thought if we enable podcasters to make more money, they would be able to make better content.
And so what tools have you put in place? And tell us a little bit about, if I'm a podcaster and I'm signing up for Joyride, what's the process like?
Yeah, it's super simple. So Joyride is continuous crowdfunding for podcasters. So like Kickstarter, your listeners pay you directly. But unlike Kickstarter, it runs month to month. And when your listeners pledge, they're pledging a monthly amount to your show.
Okay. Is this something where do you have to, like, what happens if I don't put out an episode in a month? Now, I know that sounds kind of weird. It's not the norm, but what happens in that instance?
Your listeners still pledge to you. So you're making a commitment to continue to publish content. If you don't publish content in a month, then you'll lose supporters.
Right. Well, that only makes sense. I know in the email that you're sending out, you were saying that we're guaranteed to make, now obviously there's some stipulations here, but you say you're guaranteed to make $1,000 per month within 90 days, or of course you're going to pay us $1,000. Now, of course, that stipulation is you need to have 50,000 or more downloads per episode. How are those downloads being, like, who's measuring the downloads?
If you have Libsyn tracking or Blueberry, we can use those numbers to go off the per download episode numbers.
What makes you different than, say, someone like Patreon, which I think some people are familiar with that one. What sets you apart from that one?
Yeah, so we're focused exclusively on podcasting. And there's a lot of differences between podcasts and, say, a YouTube video. For one, podcasts is really, people listen to podcasts on mobile quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So our entire payment process is optimized for mobile. So you can just go to your mobile device and use getjoyride.com, and it works seamlessly. All of our pages work on mobile. We have coming up integration with Google or Apple with their in-car platforms. So that's coming. Now, the second part after people pay is the delivery. So unlike a YouTube video where you may go online and watch it, on podcasts, you want to consume it in RSS feed. So for every single one of your supporters, we give them a private supporter feed that they can use to consume the additional content that they're getting as a reward from the platform. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So basically what you're doing is you're providing a tool to deliver basically a secure RSS feed. Is it typically bonus content, or is it just my regular content that I'll be publishing through the system?
Yeah, your regular content, there's no changes to existing work. You don't need to upload anything to Joyride. We actually read your RSS feed and publish that on your behalf to all the Joyride players. But for your bonus content, and some people, the most effective way we've seen it is when you have a show that's 40 minutes. At the end of it, maybe there's an extra 20 minutes where you're talking about something as bonus content, and that gets released as a supporter-only reward. That seems to work really well. Now, that content will go, you upload that to Joyride, we host it for you, and it gets published to the people who are supporting you on the platform.
I see. So that way they get the regular free stuff that you normally would through your typical RSS feed. But that way, if you want to add bonus content, it's there. And then everybody just consumes this through the Joyride app. Is that how that works then?
You can consume it through the Joyride app on Android. We also have an iOS app coming. Or you podcast player. We give you the RSS feed and you can just use it in there.
Put it in whatever you want.
It's super simple.
Yeah. How many people do you have using your platform at the moment?
We have double-digit podcasters on our platform now.
I guess, how long have you been around? I know it's fairly brand new.
Yeah, we launched in December. We're just growing and slowly letting more and more podcasts onto the platform. We're invite-only right now, so we're really trying to follow the growth, make sure every podcaster has a great experience. Right now, we're running our premium program where we help podcasters onboard their campaigns and really help design their campaigns to maximize its effectiveness.
God, I know you've got my attention because I do a live show on Saturday and the first hour of it goes out live. And then we usually stick around just to chat. And the only reason I don't release that is either A, I don't have enough hosting for that. And B, sometimes it's just more laid back and things like that. And I've had people say you should release that as its own product. And this would be a tool for that. I see on the front page, you've got a couple different shows here. One is Clark's World is making $250 a month. Podcast UFO is making $500 a month. So you've got some people that are, definitely paying for the hosting bills here on the front page. And you've been mentioned already in Forbes and Business Wire and a couple other different websites. So you said it's invite only at this point. What's, if somebody's interested in this, where would they, is it just a matter of going over and submitting their email, or what's the general process?
Once you try to start a campaign, there's a form for you to fill out. Before posted your show, they can email me directly. For listeners of your show, they can email me directly. It's jeff@getjoyride.com.
Is there any kind of criteria that you're looking for the beta users that, one person should maybe, contact you versus somebody who's maybe not quite ready?
Yeah, so we support all podcasters. If you're getting somewhere in the 5,000 downloads or more range, we expect you to make hundreds and upwards of thousands of dollars. So at that point, we really want to help coach. Below 5,000 downloads, the website is open for you to use, and we definitely have email support for you as well.
Got it. But so somebody that says, hey, I've got, 500 downloads, not 5,000, they can still use the service?
That's right. Yeah, okay. Totally.
Absolutely. Okay.
And they'll probably pay for their hosting. It'll at least pay for their hosting costs.
Sure.
Even at $500 a month. Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, you're going to take a percentage of this. That's how you stay in business. What are the general fees involved to use Joyride?
Simple. So we charge 5% of the transaction cost plus credit card fees, which is roughly 4%.
Okay. So in a nutshell, 9% by the time, you know, if I get a buck, you're going to get, 90 cents, or not 90 cents, 9 cents, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And out of the 10 cents, out of the 9 cents we collect, you know, 4 cents of it goes to the Visa, MasterCard, or PayPal.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that, and is that just, how often do you then get paid?
You get paid every month.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was weekly or biweekly, or is it just at the beginning or end of the month, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we bill at the beginning on the first of the month. Okay. Right after that, you get a check cut to you.
Got it. Okay. And how are people enticing their audience to kind of support them on Joyride?
Well, first, really important, you have to let your audience know what it is. It's really a way to get your audience involved in your show and help you reach goals that'll make your show better. So explain to them that's why you're doing it. And the way Joyride works is it's a monthly pledge. So when you pledge, you're pledging monthly, kind of like supporting your favorite local venue,
mm-hmm.
right? And then tell your supporters that you have some great rewards that you're offering as a thank you. So some of the rewards may be, hey, like at the end of every episode, have 20 more minutes of content. And for supporters that $3 or more a month, you get that content. At $5 or more a month, you get that content. Plus, you know, once in a while, I'll do a shout out for you on the show. And you sit down and just talk about it. Be candid with your audience. Be open. And just say, hey, like, we're spending a lot of time running this show and we love to make it better and we just need some more money to make it work. And that seems to work really well.
On your site, you say you get up to 3 times more income than if you were just asking for PayPal donations on your website. What data are you basing that on?
Yeah, based on the users we currently have on a platform, whether they're running a Joyride campaign or just a regular PayPal campaign. And the reason that is, well, one, the story, the campaign page itself explains your motivations a lot better. So people want to support that. Two, people are getting rewards that they like. So they want the rewards and they'll support you more. They feel like they're getting something. And three, it really gets your audience involved. They feel like they're part of your show and you set your goal of what you want to do and your audience helps you get there. That's really cool.
Yeah, that, I think the other thing I would think is because once they become someone who's joining your campaign, it's just monthly. They don't have to, is it right? Once they join, but every month they're getting, you know, they're going to be supporting you until they choose not to, correct?
That's right. And it builds over time. Or in your case, if you stop releasing an episode
right.
For a couple of months, you might lose some people there.
Well, I know I've seen other platforms where you can have either a monthly donation or you can get paid per episode. And, you know, both have their pros and cons. It depends a lot on your show and what kind of content you have and things of that nature. So any new plans as you're getting more people on the platform, and I'm sure you're getting feedback. Do you have any new, anything new coming up down the pike that you might be adding to the system?
Yeah, well, for one, we are adding a per episode feature.
Ah.
That's not hard for you and some podcasters may want to sporadically release episodes. So we'll add that. For bigger podcasters with websites already, they don't have to direct people to the Joyride website where their campaign is. They can just have a widget that lives on their website. So that works pretty well. We'll have that for both the pledging process as well as the community management, which in Joyride is called the studio. And the studio is a really powerful tool because once you get people supporting you, you really want to engage them and talk with them. They're your most loyal fans, right? You can get somewhere between 2-3% of your audience to be that loyal supporter base. And you really want to talk to them and ask them what they want and just engage with them. And so the Joyride Studio will also be able to live on your website to make everything super seamless. So people just go to your website, they can pledge right there, and the studio is available right there.
Yeah, that way you're promoting your brand, not somebody else's website. I like that idea. I want to thank you so much for, I realize you're a busy guy, and thanks for coming on and telling us about Joyride. Again, the website is getjoyride.com, and, you know, go over, kick the tires. Well, I guess that's one question. What does it cost to sign up?
Oh, it's absolutely free.
Yeah.
There's no cost to sign up. Yeah. We're really doing this for the podcast community. We want to see people make their podcast from create better content. And I think on-demand listening will really change the way people consume radio and audio content. And we want to help the world get there because we think it's a much better future.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
So thank you to Jeff Chen again from, and the website is getjoyride.com. And if we just get to the bottom line, they charge 5% in fees plus credit card processing fees of basically on their website, it says 2.9% plus 30 cents. In the interview, he said basically it turns out to be about 4%. So you're looking at about 9%. And so that's the idea there. I don't see anything about being charged fees to take out your money. And so it's an interesting service. And if you're new to the show, I like to kick the tires on everything. And so I talked with Jim Cullison, my co-host over at Ask the Podcast Coach, where every Saturday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, we do a live call-in show. And I said, hey, let's kick the tires on this. And we'll set up a Joyride account for the Ask the Podcast Coach show, mainly to kick the tires and so we can talk about it firsthand. And we'll be delivering the after show for those that sign up. And so I'll be looking into that and working with Jeff's people to set up a campaign and see what happens. But if you're interested, again, check out getjoyride.com. All right. So as we get ready to head out the door, yeah, I know, a little shorter of a show. I got this thing called a birthday I got to go to. Going to hang out with my family. Going to go eat some good food. Probably have to unbutton a button on my pants to make it home by the time we eat cake and all the other fun-filled stuff. Going to throw the diet out the window for a day. And I just wanted to thank everybody. And what's weird is as I, you know, they just keep coming in. It's amazing. And if your goal was to make me feel better, you have succeeded. And so as I, can we take a 10 second tangent for a second? What's it like to be 50? It's weird. It's weird because I'm 20 away from 30. And I remember 30. It was like 2 weeks ago. And I realized in about 2 weeks, I'm going to be 70. Going, podcasting since 2015. I'm your personal, oh, hold on, I have to go pee. I'll be back, right? Or maybe I'll just have Depends. That'll be it. Hold on, I have to go. Okay. And I'm done. Now let's continue. That's going to be really weird. And so I remember the guy. Do you remember the guy that you saw, the annoying guy that wanted you to start a money plan? Right? Maybe in high school they said, if you put $10 away, starting right now when you're 19, you'd have $4 gazillion by the time your retirement age. And you went, yeah, okay, I'll work on that later. And guess what? When you're my age, you kind of go, oh, you know what? It's later. I should have probably worked on that. I should have gone to moneyplansos.com and hung out with Steve Stewart. And he will help you out with that, by the way. He's got a course that'll help you get, he will help you pay attention, not interest. And I do want to send out a very warm thank you to Steve Stewart, who it turns out is the little bird. I thought it was either Steve or Jared Easley from starvethedoubts.com, who also is a very wonderful dude and another great guy that I'm glad I know. And it turns out the your crew gave you up, Steve. It was Steve. And it's amazing. It really is. And like I said, it's hard to make Dave Jackson speechless, but this worked. And again, if you wanna do something for my birthday, iTunes reviews are awesome because I'll get notified by mypodcastreviews.com. And which is where I found out some of mine this week. So thank you very much. I was kind of like, I don't know what to do with these because they're a lot. And you know me, I always preach it's something that's going to bring value to your audience. And I'm like, now here's the value. You're going to hear Elsie Escobar sing happy birthday from the feed. And of course, she podcasts. You're going to hear Jeff Brown sing happy birthday to me. Wait till you hear the note he hits. The star of the show, Zara Russell, the child of Mike and Isabella, definitely the star of the show. That one almost made me cry. It was such a Norman Rockwell moment. And I just love kids. I mean, I really, really love. You're talking to a guy who spent himself into bankruptcy trying to have a kid. So when you have a kid that's just so cute, you're just like, oh, that's awesome. That was so cool. And just, you know, Jonathan sent in a birthday wish and then throws in a testimonial at the end of it. So I'm going to throw these on here now. And this is where I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you very much. 50 is the new 30. And I'm going to be podcasting till I'm 90. Don't forget that you can, if you want to join the School of Podcasting, use the coupon code LISTENER. That's LISTENER, all lowercase. And that will get you off on your first month. If you don't have a website yet, send me an email with the phrase quick start is the title. And how this works is I will send you a link to order your hosting. You need like your name picked out. If you have a domain name, that's cool too. And if you have any questions, just let me know. But you order the hosting through me. I earn a commission. Send me your welcome email. I'll install WordPress for you along with the plugins. And then we'll give you a month at the School of Podcasting as a way of saying thanks for using my affiliate link. I do deeply appreciate that. And it's another way to support the show. And let me say one other thing, especially since this is all about Steve Stewart, even though he's going to tell you it's all about me. Because of people doing things like using my affiliate links, because of people, you can sign up to be an affiliate for the School of Podcasting. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/partners. And if you refer people to the School of Podcasting, not only do I make money, but so do you. And people using my Libsyn code, SOP free, which you can find at libsyn.com. That also works for Blueberry. You know, I earn commissions during this stuff. And my Dick's Sporting Goods credit card is history because of people like you, never to be used again. The only good thing about this one was I never paid interest on what I purchased. That was like a 12-year same as cash deal on a treadmill from a while back that we bought. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. So thank you, because I am getting out of debt. I'm still working on those student loans, but thank you. And if you want to get out of debt, go listen to Steve Stewart at Money Plan SOS. Good things coming for Steve in the future. We'll talk about that in the future. Also coming up in the future, we've got Brian from ProfitCast Universe. I know last week I said Brian was going to be on this week. He's going to be on next week. I've got the interview, and I'll talk about that next week, why I didn't put it this week. Don't want to bore you with that. But without further ado, here are, if you want to start a podcast and you want to build a community, here are some of the voices of my community wishing me happy birthday. Amazing.
Mr. Dave Jackson, it's your friend Steve Stewart. You'll have to forgive my voice. I'm getting over an acute case of bronchitis. I ain't got time for that. But I needed to make time to send this to you. It's a happy birthday message because I hear it's your birthday on Sunday. I hear there's a lot of people sending you happy birthday greetings, and I think that's awesome. You have made such an impact in the podcast community, and it's not just because you're great at helping people launch podcasts or improve their podcasts, but you make those personal connections. I mean, you are the names, not numbers guy, and you live that, and you're such a wonderful person that opens the door with your heart and your voice and your talent that I just wish and pray the best for you. And I think saying happy birthday is just such a small little thing, but it comes from the heart. I hope you feel that here, because I love you, man. We all love you. You're amazing. You're a rock star, almost literally, not just figuratively. And you know, I know this isn't your 50th birthday, but at the rate that you're going, you're never going to get old. I hope this weekend, not just your birthday, but your birthday weekend brings you so much joy that you feel the love that comes from this community, because you're important, not just to me, but to podcasting in general. God bless you, man. Happy birthday. And I'll see you at Podcast
Happy
Moment.
Happy microphone. Happy birthday, microphone.
Hello, Dave. It's Mike here.
Isabella.
And
Isabella and
And Zara. That was definitely Zara from Music Radio Creative and now the audio production show in the second season. And we're pleased to say that you're our guest of honour in the first month of the second season. Now, a little birdie told us, didn't they?
They did. That's a very special day for you. And
on Sunday.
Yes.
This coming Sunday, the 8th of February. She's a future podcaster, Zara.
Yes. And what did you want to say? You wanted to say happy birthday.
You've got to shout it.
Go on, shout it.
Happy birthday!
So from all of us, Dave Jackson, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Woo!
Happy birthday, Dave Jackson. I'm so glad you turned 21. What do you mean it's not his 21st birthday? Oh. Well, no one's going to punch you in the face for being older than 21. So I want you to have a wonderful year this year, and I hope it's even better than the last. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you for all that you've done for everyone who wants to learn how to podcast and who's in the podcasting space. It's growing leaps and bounds, partly because you are here to help people, and I truly do appreciate it. So again, happy birthday, and I hope next year is even more awesome. Take care, Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Addie Saucedo from doitpodcast.com. And my podcast question is this. What does February 8th mean? Hit it, ladies.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Just wanted to say happy birthday, Dave. I hope you celebrate it, rock out, do what you do best. Sending you a hug. Happy birthday.
Dave Jackson, Darren Dake from the wonderful state of Missouri. Want to wish you a very happy birthday. Last day of your 40th decade, and you're starting into the big 5-0. So to celebrate that, I send you this.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Dave Jackson. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Hey, Dave. This is Jonathan Chambers of the Missional Man podcast. And I just wanted to say, brother, happy birthday, man. I hope you have an amazing birthday. I hope that it is filled with just gratefulness and excitement over all the blessings that you have in your life, over all the things that I'm sure God has done for you and all the people that you've met and the friendships you've made and family and sweet memories. And I'm just so thankful for you, man. I'm thankful that you are still podcasting. I'm thankful that you're helping people. I'm thankful that you're still passionate and working hard. And I just wanted to again say thank you personally for helping my successful launch of my podcast back January 31st when it went live via my website, and then February 3rd when it finally got approved into iTunes. Seriously, I owe a lot of my success in launching to you. Your generosity of time and passion helped make the difference in really in me launching. Not only did you offer help to my constant questions, but even late at night, you willingly set up my WordPress site and helped me with my HostGator setup and moved over my domain and jump into the School of Podcasting. I mean, it's just been a game changer already. So I owe so much of my success in launching to you, Dave. I don't know how to thank you enough. I want to thank you so much for your heart and passion and desire to help people move forward. I'm so grateful for you, man. I hope you have an amazing birthday. I look forward to years of podcasting. Thanks to you and your passion in your heart, and I look forward to some stories even because of my podcast stories that I know are going to happen. So thanks, man. Hope you had an awesome birthday, and I pray for dozens more. Take care, Dave.
Hey, Dave, it's Hanny from Simple Podcast Press. The word on the podosphere is your birthday is coming up this Sunday. We wanted to wish you a happy birthday and hope you have an awesome day. Take care. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Podcast Movement.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dave Jackson. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Dave.
It's Jeff Brown from the Read to Lead podcast at readtoleadpodcast.com. Heard it was your birthday coming up. Just wanted to leave you a message and wish you well. Hope it's a great one. Thanks.
Hey, Dave. Happy birthday for the 8th from the boys at the OBEEP Geocaching Podcast. I hope you have a great day and all your wishes come true, and there are many more to come. Take care.
Hey, Dave. It's Ralph Scott. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dave Jackson. This is Steve Stearns, and I just wanted to say welcome to your 50s. The 50s are great. You're going to love it. I'm just a little bit ahead of you. And it seems like just yesterday you were in your 40s. Anyway, I hope you have an awesome day. Thank you so much for everything you do for the podcasting community, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Dave Jackson. I hope it's one of the best ones yet. This is Wayne Henderson from the VoiceOver Journey podcast, just sending in some birthday greetings and looking forward to bumping into you at the next New Media Expo. Now, back to your awesome podcast, already in progress.
Mr. Jackson, what is going on, my brother? This is Vernon Foster from Event Supremacy. And I heard it was your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. I just want to give you a shout out, man. Hope everything is well and you're still rocking it over in the podcast game. Keep doing what you're doing, inspiring us up and comers to keep putting a dent in the universe. Have a good one, brother.
Hello, this is Elsie Escobar from The Feed, and she podcasts calling to wish you a happy birthday. And you know, it was my birthday just like yesterday. We're very close. We're very close. So happy birthday, Dave Jackson. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Dear Dave Jackson, happy birthday to you. Yay. Bye-bye. Hope you enjoy your day.
Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Trapper. Hit it, ladies. Oh, I said Trapper.